Nick Paluzzi, Paluzzi. Hey, sorry. Good job today. Great ride. Talk about your day.
Yeah, you know, this is my pro debut coming out here at Steel City, and you know, we didn't really have any expectations coming in here. I got the call a couple days ago and switched to Yamaha, but you know, the JGR team was great. They got it all dialed in, and you know, I kind of messed up my qualifying times a little bit, going from 10th and then, you know, getting a horrible gate pick for both motos, but we made the best of it. You know, first moto I worked my way up to 10th from 25th, and second moto I got a better start, ended up 8th, and so you know, I couldn't have asked for anything better in my debut.
Yeah, no shit. 250 Suzuki, you're a kid, so you ride 250 Suzukis normally, and you jump on a Yamaha 450. I mean, yeah, and then when I looked at you in the first moto, you were like 16th or so, and next thing you know, you're 10th. Obviously, you're in shape, huh?
Yeah, you know, I train really hard, and Buddy Antonez helps me a lot with my riding, and, you know, I do a lot of my own training with physical and everything like that, and, you know, I work really hard, and I want this really bad, and, yep. You know, obviously, I'm going to do what I have to do to get it done.
Right. Thanks, Corey. What surprises of the 450 class? Anything surprise you? I mean, like, was it surprising how easy it was, or what?
Not easy, but there's nothing, I wouldn't say anything too major that surprised me. You know, I was really excited coming here, and, you know, obviously I think a lot of people are their first race, and so, you know, the roost was pretty bad, but it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And how's the bike?
You know, the JGR bike is awesome. They had everything dialed in, no matter, you know, what I needed suspension-wise, they redo it, and, you know, it's just a great team, and they really have all their stuff together.
When you got the call from J-Bone or Coy or somebody, did you think it was a joke?
No, you know, J-Bone called us on Tuesday, and they gave me a red-eye flat out Tuesday night, and I rode the bike Wednesday, Thursday, and came out here today.
Really? It was that quick?
Yeah.
It was like, what are you doing in 4 hours? Get on a flight.
Happened like that, yeah.
Wow. Next week, you can go on Apollo. Expectations now a little higher for you. People are going to be watching you. It's kind of cool, though, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. You know, I know what not to do in my qualifying practice to mess it up like I did today, and you know, get some better starts, and my endurance will be good, and you know, I'll just be looking to be around where I was today, top 10.
Anybody, were you in awe out there at all with any guys you were racing with or lined up next or anything like that? Like anybody you just look around and go like, holy crap?
No, I wasn't really too starstruck, I guess you could say, but I was more of excited to be lined up next to the guys that, you know, I've watched race for years, being a kid, and you know, still being young is still look up to guys like that, and then be lining up next to them was just exciting.
Right. Plans for next year, I guess you're looking for a ride, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I don't have anything right now, and this is just for the last two, and so I'll be looking for anything, so whoever wants to offer anything, you know, I'm looking at it.
How old are you?
I just turned 18.
And where are you from?
Riverside, California.
I didn't even know that, Riverside. I used to live there. All right, thanks, man.
Yep, cool. Thank you a lot.